Roberto is the publicist for Cirque du Soleil's Crystal, coming to Rogers at the end of February. He joins us to tell us more. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure to be here.
Crystal is Cirque du Soleil's first show on ice. What makes this production unique?
Well, the ice is the main factor that makes it unique. But the combination of the beauty of Gladi on the ice with the famous acrobatics that Cirque du Soleil is famous for, it makes it an incredible show that it's fitting for all ages, and it brings a lot of joys for the whole family. So it's a non-miss opportunity.
You alluded to it a little bit there, but what can audience expect from the mix of acrobatics and skating on this show?
Well, they can see our world-renowned skaters doing the twists and turns on the ice, and we can also expect a lot of acrobatics in the air. So we have straps, we have hands, trapeze, we have swinging trapeze. So it's a lot of stuff going on the ice and over their heads. Plus we have our stage is made of ice, so it's white. So we have 28 projectors that map our stage with incredible images that interact with the skaters and acrobats, because they wear special little infrared sensors that are tracked by special cameras. So the projections and the spotlights follow them around the ice and interact with them. So it's a beautiful spectacle from the artists and from our technology and our lights and music as well.
Roberto, the publicist for Cirque du Soleil's Crystal, joins us today. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind Crystal? Because all of the different Cirque du Soleil shows, they all kind of have a bit of a story. What is Crystal's story?
Absolutely. Like you mentioned, all Cirque shows have a story. And this is a very relatable one. She's a teenager. She's not getting along at home or at school, and she likes to skate. And one day, the ice breaks, and she goes to an upside-down world. She goes under the water, and she goes through an adventure where she encounters different characters who push her in the right direction and show her that her quirks and her personality are a very good thing. So she meets a juggler where I think she can express her creativity. She meets a love interest. She meets her future career. So it's a little of everything that just pushes in the right direction, and not spoiling anything, but at the end, in the finale, she does come back and reconnect with her family and friends. It's a very heartwarming moment. It gives me goosebumps almost every time I see it. It's a beautiful moment.
What goes into preparing a Cirque du Soleil performance on ice compared to the traditional stage?
Well, we're in a new arena every market, every week, so we have to test every single aspect of the safety procedures. They have to test the straps if they're the exact same height. The trapeze have to be at the exact same height. The skaters had to learn a little bit of acrobatic disciplines, not to the full extension of it, but to be in part of the acrobatic act. And the acrobats had to learn how to skate, not, of course, to do the jumps and twists and landings, but to skate in different parts of the show. So that little thing is just something that it shows how much these artists are actually athletes, because they have to learn a whole new discipline when they join the show. It shows when they're, you know, some of them are really good at skating and some of them are really good at acrobatics. And when you mix those two together, it's beautiful. It's amazing, and it's a must-see opportunity.
Tickets are on sale now. Where can we get our tickets from?
They are available at CirqueDuSoleil.com/crystal or at the Rogers Place website as well at Ticketmaster.
Perfect, and we'll get the link up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Roberto, I won't keep you. You are a busy man. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.